Dale, pull your stuff back. I don't want you to leave anything here. Let's not think about that right now. Let's just... We have some time to sleep in, right? So let's do that. Well, you don't have to get ready right now. It's still pretty early, and don't you want to wait till the rain lets up to call a taxi? No, it'll be fine. I mean, your flight's not for a couple hours anyway, and I barely even have the morning to spend with you, and I just want to make the most of it before I won't be able to see you again for who knows how long. I mean, we haven't even had breakfast. We can go into the kitchen, cook whatever you want. And I won't fuss about it, I promise, since it's your last day here. Deal? Okay. Come on, let's make something to eat. Because I am hungry. I mean, I basically dreamt about pancakes. and waffles, oddly enough. And a talking unicorn. I don't know what that says about me, but let's hope that's a good sign. Okay, let's go. You know what is one of the best things about making breakfast with you? Is that I don't have to do the dishes. I'm kidding. You're gonna be gone anyway by the time I wash the dishes. But we won't think about that. Did you enjoy your food? Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I really just want to make your last day here really special. Especially since we don't have a lot of time. Which, to be honest, makes me really anxious. But, you know, you're here now. I'll be sure to take all of you in for as long as I can. Till you have to go. I mean, just... Are you sure you can't just stay one more day? Wait, no, that wouldn't work. You have work and other things. You live in a completely different state than I do. Look, I'm sorry about acting like this. I just... You know, I love you a lot, and... past couple days have been really, really nice to have you here, and you know, it's been hard, you know, being away from each other, and you know, I mean, I like calling you and stuff. I like it better when you're here, you know, like you are now. Life's just kind of not fair like that, I guess. I really don't want you to go. I'll say it right now, I don't want you to go. And if I had the power, I'd make sure you wouldn't have to. Like, I am really gonna miss you. No, don't. It's just gonna make me miss you even more. I love you. I love you. do you have to call the taxi now? You just wait just a little longer. You know, you're not gonna miss your flight. I'm not trying to make you miss your flight. I need more time with you. I can't let you go. I need more time. I'm sorry, but I need more time with you. I think maybe 5 minutes would be good. Five minutes. I just need 5 minutes with you. I just need 5 more minutes with you, okay? I'm sorry, but I'm not ready to say goodbye yet. All right, if I remember correctly, you just rewind a little bit. You know what is one of the best things about making breakfast with you? Is that I don't have to do the dishes. I'm kidding. Although, I mean, you don't really have to go, so to speak. I mean, yeah. Pretty much all you need, just right here. We can always buy you new clothes. And you could get a job here. You can live with me. And, you know, we could be together. You know, just like we talked about. Well, yeah, your family is back where you live. And so are all your friends. And it'd actually probably be really super inconvenient for both of us. But I mean, it's a risk I'm willing to take. No, it's not crazy. I just don't see what's wrong with it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to be much closer together than having to be states apart? Oh, yeah, I know, it's gonna be a lot of work, and neither of us have the time, but, you know, I can make time. I could maybe get a second job. I could maybe look at new places. This is not gonna work. No. So trying to cheer me up, I guess. You're really, really soft. I just want to squish you. Maybe squish some other places. Oh god, squish is not a sexy word. Well, I'm glad you like it though. I hope. Because by the looks of it, I think you kinda do. I love to feel you. I wish you didn't have to go. We could probably do a lot of things together. Yeah, I know. It's basically been like nonstop for the past couple days, but I really don't feel like stopping. Even if we have such little time. Only if you want to, though. Yeah. Okay. We need a bit closer then. Oh, I'm definitely gonna miss fucking you. That's so fucking kind of fucking. That makes sense. I mean, like the nice, loving kind of fucking. I'm definitely gonna miss that. I'm gonna miss fucking on the couch, fucking in the bed, in the shower. Oh, you know where we have. Table. Oh, take your fucking pants off. Oh, fuck. Oh, my fucking life. What the fuck? Son of a bitch. Okay. I definitely need 5 more minutes because, wow. I really wasted a lot of that. Maybe I should learn to not talk so much. Okay, let's do this again. You know what is one of the best things about making breakfast with you? The breakfast part. I don't know. I don't remember what I said. Huh? Oh, nothing. You know, let's just skip breakfast, okay? I want something much more delicious. Baby, you got time. It's not for another couple hours, okay? We don't have to call the taxi right now. Just fucking kiss me, okay? Yeah, I know it's just been nonstop fucking for the past couple days, but you know what? You know where we haven't fucked? The table. And I would like to do that. I would like to do that right now, as fast as we can, actually. So just come over here. Here, let me get on the table. Okay. Ah, oh, fuck. Oh, come here. Oh, fuck. This is so good. Just stay like this. I need you to come. I need it. Yeah, give it to me, please. Give it to me, give it to me. Oh my fucking God! I know! I fucking know! It's been 5 minutes! I just... It's still not enough. Just one more time. Just one more. Did you just say goodbye yet? Just one more. Just one more. You know what is one of the best things about making breakfast with you? It's watching you eat. I don't know. I don't care. So you're going home, and I'm sad about it. As usual, and I'm gonna persuade you to not go, even though you have to. There's no logical way that we can make a live-in situation work, and I can't keep doing this to you. I can't keep doing this to you. I can't. It's not healthy for either of us. You have to go eventually anyway. I can't just keep reliving 5 minutes. It's just a moment I'll never get back. Can't keep you here forever, even though I want to. I can't just trap you in one moment. I've gotta let you go at some point. But I know that no matter what, it's gonna be like you're still here. Because I love you. I'm always gonna think about you. And I know you'll do the same for me too. No matter how far apart we are, I hope you know how much I love you. Okay. Morning, sleepyhead. Hey, I made you breakfast. You know, last day, I want you to have a special breakfast in bed kind of thing. I hope you like it. I made sure all your stuff was packed. Don't want you leaving anything here. And I went ahead and called the taxi for you. You should be here in about 5 minutes. And, you know, I just don't want you to be late for your flight, you know? The earlier, the better. Plus, you'll be able to get, like, a snack or something. I really don't want you to go, obviously. But we can't keep you here forever. You've got jobs and stuff and whatever stupid adult things. And it's just not the right time right now, but I'll see you in the future. I'll make sure that I see you in the future. Not letting go of you. In a completely healthy way. You look so cute. Come here. You know, it's just been nonstop fucking these past couple of days. You know where we haven't fucked? That we can definitely do in 5 minutes. Thank you.